Okay, today's daf is Matos daf Yud Tes. We left off in daf Yud Chesam and Beis. We were right in the middle of a discussion. Today's entire daf is about Bikurim, pretty much. It's about the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim. Tomorrow we get into shaving in Halacha and shaving off the payas, etc. But okay, today we're in the sugi of Bikurim. So we left off yesterday. The Gemara had a discussion whether what parts of the Bikurim process are ma'akev, whether the Kriya is ma'akev, the Hanacha is ma'akev, or both are ma'akev. So we had a stira within the Shita of the Rabbanan, and we had a stira about the Hanacha and a stira about the Kriya, and we had said that the stira about whether Hanacha is ma'akev or Hanacha is not ma'akev is answered by saying HaRabbi Yehuda v'HaRabbanan, that in fact it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan whether the Hanachas HaBikurim is ma'akev, that according to Rabbi Yehuda the Hanachas HaBikurim is not ma'akev, because Rabbi Yehuda says that even though it mentions Hanacha twice in the Pasuk, one of them is not actually a reference to Hanacha, it's a reference to Tanufa, and the Rabbanan will say no, both times are a reference to Hanacha, and we have a rule, Shina Alav HaKasav La'akev, that when the Torah says something twice, the second time is to tell you that that process is not only a mitzvah, but that it's actually ma'akev. So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether Hanacha is ma'akev. So, Frakta Gemara, we are now four lines before the lines get wide in Yud Chesam and Beis. My Rabbi Yehuda, what is this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we're referring to that holds that Hanacha is not ma'akev? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'hanachto zutnufa. Rabbi Yehuda darshins that the word v'hanachto in the pasuk is actually a reference to tnufa, and therefore it's not there to be shinala v'kasav la'akev. Ata Omer zutnufa v'enuel hanacha mamish. How do you know it's a reference to tnufa, to the waving? Maybe it's a reference to hanacha mamish. Keshu Omer v'yinicho harei hanacha amur. When it says v'yinicho, it already says hanacha. Hamani mekayim v'hanachto zutnufa. So what's v'hanachto there to teach me? Is there to teach me tnufa, and therefore hanacha itself is not going to be ma'akev. If you look at Tosfos, hanacha hanacha lo kasha Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan detani Rabbi Yehuda Omer umeduuki Rabbi Yehuda v'nachto l'tnufa. If from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says v'nachto is a reference to tnufa, imkein ein kan kasuv shinoi b'hanacha la'akev. So you don't have a shina kasuv la'akev b'hanacha umistamer de lo ma'akev, and therefore it makes sense that it's not ma'akev. But Fractosos, that's so far, that was the same as Rashi. The Kasha Fractosos, Hare Kriya de Loshina HaKasav La'akev, Uma Akev the Rabbi Shimon. But everyone agrees that it doesn't say Kriya twice. The Torah never says Kriya a second time, and yet Rabbi Shimon holds that Kriya is Ma'akev, like we said yesterday. Uminale Rabbi Yehuda da Hanacha de Loshina HaKasav La'akev de Lo Ma'akev. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that Kriya is Ma'akev and Hanacha is not Ma'akev? Both of them are only mentioned once. Umashiach tirates, again, Mori Sheyichya answers, the lo kasha. The gam the Rabbi Shimon loyso kriya ma'akeves ilomishum de goli krami lo sucha lechel b'sharecha kidel el, kachnil Mashiach. Kriya has a separate drasha, that even Rabbi Shimon would not say that kriya is ma'akev had it not been for a special drasha from a pasuk. So a special drasha from a pasuk, but otherwise you would need a shina lava kasav la'akev. Good, vayter, first wide line on Yud Chesam and Beis. Uman tana de palagale de Rabbi Yehuda, and who's the tana that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and thinks that v'nachto is not a reference to tenufa, and therefore it's shina lava la'akev? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that's the shita of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The pasuk says that the kohen takes the basket from your hands. That teaches us that the bikurim requires tenufa. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't need vinachta to teach us that bikurim requires tenufa. He has a different pasuk to teach me bikurim requires tenufa. My time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the reason for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Asir yad yad mishlamim. He learns out yad yad from carbon shlamim. Ksiv hacha v'laka chakoyin atenem yadecha uksiv yadav tiviena es ishe Hashem. Makan kohen, aflalan kohen. So just like over here it says beferish, v'lakach ha-kohen, hatenem yadecha. Just like by Bikurim it says beferish, that the kohen is involved. So to by Shlomim, it's a Kohen. And Mala Alon Bailim, Afkan Bailim. And just like by the Korban Shlomim, it's Yadav to Vianas Yishe Hashem. It's the Bailim that's doing the waving of the Korban Shlomim. So too, by the Bikurim, the Bailim is the one that's involved. So HaKetzan, how does that work? That it's both the Bailim and the Kohen. Which is it? Is it the Bailim or is it the Kohen that's doing the waving? So Meniach Kohen Yadav Tachas Yidei Bailim Umeinif. So the way they do it is they both do it. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim, and they do the waving together. There's a Tosfos somewhere that discusses by the Korban of Sota, maybe, about how the Kohen can do the waving together with the woman when they do the hands together, right? So Tosfos says a whole bunch of different mahalchim, whether it's that the Kohen is an old guy, they get an old guy who doesn't have such a Yetzer Hara, or they have some sort of glove, some sort of hefsek between the hands, whatever it might be. Okay, so says Gemara, Amar Rava Bar Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bikurim Me'emasai Mechayavin Aleihem. When is one Chayav Misa for eating Bikurim? If a Zar eats Bikurim, when is he Chayav Misa? At what point does it have the status of Bikurim that one would be Chayav Misa for it? So Mishiyiru Pnei Abayis, so the answer is when it sees the Pnei Abayis. So what does it mean, Mishiyiru Pnei Abayis? So Rashi on Yud Chesam Beis said Mishiyiru Pnei Abayis meant Mishiyichnesu La'azara. That is from the moment it goes into the Azara. And therefore, Rashi says that implies the Hanach is not Makiv at all. That the moment it goes into the Azara, that's when it already takes on the full status of Bikurim, and that's when Azar is going to be Chayiv on it. The Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchas Bikurim, says otherwise. The Rambam writes that someone who eats Bikurim, the kol makom is chayav aleihem, v'hu sheyochol osam achar shenichnasu l'chomas Yerushalayim. The Rambam says that only if someone ate it after it's already entered Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim. So the Rambam seems to assume that mishir pnei bayis. What's the bayis? The bayis is Yerushalayim. The bayis is not the azara per se. The Kesem Mishnah says, well, how did the words fit? How does mishir pnei bayis mean inside of Yerushalayim? So Kesem Mishnah writes that once it goes inside of the choma, it's roeh pnei habatim shabi'ir. It's roeh the houses of the city, and that's why it's called mishayiru and not ad shayiru. Ad shayiru would imply the final destination. Mishayiru implies, well, it's still on the way. The bikurim, once they go into Yerushalayim, are still in transit. They're still on their way, but then they take on the full status of bikurim. The Mari Korkus on the Rambam, the commentary in the Rambam, writes, now, where does the Rambam get this idea from? Granted, it could fit into the words, but where does he get the idea from? It's certainly not the Pasha Pshat of Yerub Pnei Abayis, that Yerub Pnei Abayis should refer to Yerushalayim. Where does the Rambam get it from? So he says, based on the fact that the Braisa darshins Bikurim as a Kalvachomer from Meiser, right? The Braisa we had in Yud Zayin Amar Aleph learned Bikurim from Meiser to say that you're chayiv for eating Bikurim outside of the Choma. So we said, if you're chayiv for eating Meiser outside of the Choma, you're chayiv Malkus, so Kalvachomer, you're chayiv for eating Bikurim outside of the Choma. But if the din is that you're not chayiv for Bikurim until the Bikurim, it doesn't have a shame Bikurim, until the Bikurim actually went into the Azara, until they went into the Beis HaMikdash, so how can you learn any Kalvachomer from Meiser? Meiser has a shame Meiser way before it goes into the Azara. It doesn't have to go into the Azara. Meiser is Aser as soon as it goes into the Chomas Yerushalayim, it becomes Aser. So the existence of a Kalvachomer that we learn that you're chayiv Malkus for eating Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim implies that Bikurim does not have any chumras that Meiser does not have, and therefore it should match Meiser, just like Meiser is a shame Meiser and must be eaten in Yerushalayim once it's brought into Yerushalayim. So to be Bikurim, it's only once it's brought into Yerushalayim. Furthermore, if we're going to learn a Kavachomer from Meiser to Bikurim, we should learn in Lagabe this halacha also, that once it goes into Yerushalayim, it should be chayiv, right? If the Kavachomer exists, and we know by Meiser it's you're already chayiv once it goes into Yerushalayim, we should say Kavachomer for Bikurim also, that you should be chayiv once it goes into Yerushalayim. So that's where the Rambam gets the idea. You have to say that they're Shavim Heim Bedinam, that they have the same din, that Bikurim and Meiser have the same din, that as soon as they go into Yerushalayim, they're going to have their full status. Tosos holds that that the reason you're chayav b'shir p'nei abayis is because the mitzvah of bikurim is in the azara. It sounds like he holds b'shir p'nei abayis means when you go into the azara. That if that's the whole reason that there's a halach of b'shir p'nei abayis is because the mitzvah is in the azara. Sounds like he holds that the bayis in question is the azara. So the reason the azara is mechayiv is because there are mitzvos, because that's where the mitzvos of bikurim, namely the tenufa, the kriya, the hanacha, all the things you do with the bikurim happen in the azara. However, Minchas Chinuch writes that he doesn't think that that's what Tosos means. That it has to be the pnimei azara, because in all of Yerushalayim you could eat it, and it's a shigra delishna. He thinks that it's that the Tosos never really means to say that it's in the azara mamish. So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. We are again Yudtes Amud Aleph now at the top second line. So Keman Ki Aitana. Who is this assuming like when we say that Bikurim Yechayiv once they're Yira Pnei Abayis, like the following Tana. Detanya Reb Lazar Omer Bikurim Miktsasim Lechutzim Miktsasim Bifnim. What if you have Bikurim that's half inside, half outside? Inside and outside of what? Depending if you hold like Rashi or the Rambam. Let's assume like Rashi, half inside the Azara, half outside the Azara. Shebechutz harein kechulin l'chol devrayim. The part that's outside the Azara has a din of chulin. It's not yet bikurim. Shebefnim harein kehegdish l'chol devrayim. That which is inside has a full din of hegdish l'gabei all the halachos. It has a full din of bikurim. Good, so that's if it's half in, half out. What does that mean, half in, half out? What if it's in the same kli? It's in one big basket, and the basket is half inside, half outside. Is that what it's talking about? Or it's talking about two separate kelim? You divide it up into two separate kelim. What this relates to is the sugya about whether igud kli is shmei igud or not. The Ritva is not sure if miktsas mechutz, miktsas mefnim is because they're in the same basket, and still we're going to divide even within the same basket, or if it's only when they're meaning igud kli is lo shmei eged. The fact that they're connected via a kli does not mean that they are connected, that they are halachically, that they're halachically connected. This is a sugya mesach Shabbos l'gabei otsa'a on daf tzadi aleph from mesach Shabbos, tzadi aleph from beis mesach Shabbos. So there should be no chilek since igud kli between Shabbos and bikurim. So if you hold igud kli shmei eged by Shabbos, you would say the same is true by bikurim. Or maybe no, maybe we're not talking about kli echad, we're talking about shnei kelim over here. And that which we say miktsasan, it means shefrishan ka'achas. It means that you were mafrish all these bikurim and you brought them up to Yerushalayim at the same time. But lav dafka all in the same basket. It's called miktsasan versus miktsasan because it's all the stuff you brought at the same time. But it doesn't say that you had to bring it all in the same kli. That maybe if it were in the same kli, it would all be considered kodesh. But when it's not all in the same kli, that's when we could say miktsasan is kodesh, miktsasan is not kodesh. That's what the Ritva is not sure. He has a suffix. What you would say? The Aruch Lener asks that the Rambam paskins igud kli shmei eged legabe Shabbos. He holds that when it's in the same kli, it's considered all connected to each other. So l'chora you would say that in our case, when it says that miktsasan bifnim, miktsasan b'chutz, that which is bifnim is bikurim, that which is b'chutz is not bikurim, must be talking about a case where it's two separate kelim. Because if the Rambam holds igud kli shmei eged, if it were one kli, then you wouldn't say half is kodesh, half is not. Igud kli shmei eged, you would say it's all kodesh. So the Rambam, the Aruch Lener asks, is sosed himself. That on the Legabe Hilchos Shabbos, he holds that being in the same kli keeps everything connected to each other. Yet when it comes to Bikurim, he makes no mention of two kelim. He just quotes our Brisa with the exact lashon of the Brisa, no mention of two separate kelim in the Rambam's formulation. So the Aruch Lener asks it as a kasha. But the truth is, that's only a kasha if you assume that whatever you hold by Igud Kli Legabe Shabbos has to necessarily carry over to Bikurim. It's possible that you could hold Igud Kli Shmei Eged Legabe Shabbos, and by Bikurim, that there's reason to be Mechalik, and by Bikurim, Igud Kli is not going to be a halacha in regards to Bikurim. But the Aruch Lener assumes that they have to be connected, and therefore asks that it's a stira in the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch Chazanish don't think it's a stira. They think that there's a big difference between Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Bikurim. Fine, says Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Sheshas. Bikurim Hanachama Akeves. Hanachama Akeves Ben Kriya Ein Ma'akeves Ben. Bikurim, the placement of the Bikurim, the Hanacha of the Bikurim is Ma'akev. It doesn't, right? But the Kriya of the Parsha of Bikurim is not Ma'akev. So Keman Kiyai Tana. Who's that going like? Like the following Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yomar Shlosha Dvarim Mishum Shlosha Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi taught us three things in the name of three different Zakenim. Rashi is quick to point out Zu Achas Mehen, Vekulin Shunim Besafri. If you're going to look for all three in our Gemara, you're not going to find it. We're only going to mention in our Gemara one of the three items that were taught in the names of the three Zakenim. There's a Medrash that enumerates all three, but we're only going to mention one of them. So Rabbi Yossi taught three things in the name of three Zakenim. The one we're interested in is as follows. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yachal Yala Adam Maiser Sheni Bizman Azeh B'Yerushalayim Yachlenu. Rabbi Yishmael says one might have a Havamina that even Bizman Azeh, if you have Maiser Sheni, to go bring it to Yerushalayim and eat your Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And the truth is, there's reason to think that that's appropriate. Because Vidinhu, it's logical to assume that, I'm sorry, the Vidinhu is going to tell us why not to do it. Vidinhu, Bechor Ta'un Havas Makom, Umayser Sheni Ta'un, I'm sorry, yeah, Vidinhu, that, and it's logical to think that you should be required to take Maiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Bechor Ta'un Havas Makom, Umayser Sheni Ta'un Havas Makom. Both Bechor and Maiser Sheni require bringing to Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor Einu El Befnei Abayis, Af Maiser Sheni Einu El Befnei Abayis. Well, if Bechor is only when the Beis HaMikdash is around, so Maiser Sheni is also only when the Beis HaMikdash is around. So says the Gemara, one might have had a Hava Mina that you bring Maiser Sheni to Yerushalayim even Bezman Hazeh, but we learn from Bechor that you don't, that just like the whole idea of Bechor is only when we have a Beis HaMikdash, so to Maiser Sheni is only when we have a Beis HaMikdash, so we do not bring Maiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Mal b'chor shekein ton matan damin ve'emurin legabim mizbeach. Aye, but how can you learn anything from Bechor to Maaser Sheni? Maybe Bechor is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash around, because Bechor is a whole set of chumras. Bechor requires matan damin ve'emurin legabim mizbeach, requires sprinkling of the blood and the fats of the carbon on the mizbeach, which obviously doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is produce. Maaser Sheni is just produce that you go and you eat somewhere inside of Yerushalayim. So you can't link Bechor to Maaser Sheni. So says the Gemara, yes you can, because Bikurim Yochichu. We know that we have such a din by Bikurim, that Bikurim is also only when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and Bikurim has no special chumrah of blood and emurin on the Mizbeach, because again, Bikurim is also fruits. So Bikurim is also something that you wouldn't have any blood or fats that are brought on the Mizbeach. You wouldn't have any such thing. And nevertheless, we see that by both Bechor and Bikurim, it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is around. So too, by Maaser Sheni is only when the Beis HaMikdash is around. When the Beis HaMikdash is not around, there's no mitzvah of bringing Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Mal de Bikurim shekein tun hanacha. Refract the Gemara, but wait a second. Bikurim requires hanacha. And therefore that distinguishes it from Maaser Sheni. So don't tell me I can see from the combination of Bikurim and Bechor that Maaser Sheni is not brought to Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh. Bechor has its own unique chumrah that it has dam and emurin on the Mizbeach. Bikurim has its own unique chumrah that it requires hanacha. So he says, you're right. We can't derive it from Bikurim and Bechor. How do we know that you don't bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh? Separately, Mud. Pasuk says, V'yachalta l'fnei Hashem elokecha. And v'samachta ato v'esecha, right? Makish Maaser l'Bechor. The Pasuk itself links Maaser to Bechor. Not that we just make our own logical comparison. It's a Pasuk that Beferish makes a hekish between Maaser and Bechor. And that hekish teaches us the following. Ma Bechor einu ela l'fnei habayis, af Maaser einu ela l'fnei habayis. Just like Bechor is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, so to Maaser is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So that's how we really learn that Maaser Sheni is not brought to Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh. But in the context of that discussion, we try to originally compare Maaser Sheni to Bechor, to Bikurim, logically, right? And we said, what's the difference between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim? It's that Bikurim Hanacha is Ma'akev. Now, what are we trying to demonstrate over here? We started with Rav Shesha saying that by Bikurim, Hanacha is Ma'akev, Kriya is not Ma'akev. And we said, who holds that? Which Tana holds that? So we happen to have mentioned in the context of this discussion of comparing Maaser Sheni to Bechor and Bikurim that what's unique about Bikurim is that Hanacha is Ma'akev. We didn't say a word about Kriya. So that's what the Gemara says. V'im Isa, if it's true that Kriya were ma'akev, lifrach ma'ali bikurim shkentun in Kriya v'anacha, then it should have said not that bikurim is unique because the hanacha is ma'akev. It should have said bikurim is unique because both Kriya and hanacha are ma'akev. Some Ravashi answers, Nihidi ikuva leka, mitzvah mi leka. Granted that the Kriya is not ma'akev, but still, isn't there at least a mitzvah? And since it's a mitzvah, it still should have asked, meaning everyone would agree. The whole discussion is whether Kriya is ma'akev by Bikurim, but everyone agrees there is a mitzvah's Kriya by Bikurim. So if we're going to ask that Bikurim is different than Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore you cannot derive halachas of Ma'aser Sheni from halachas of Bikurim, still the Braisa is strange. Why does the Braisa only mention Hanacha? Granted, Hanacha is the strongest halacha of Ma'aser Sheni, of Bikurim. But the Kriya is also a halacha of Bikurim that does not apply to Ma'aser Sheni, no matter what you hold about the Kriya, whether you hold it's ma'akev or you just hold it's a mitzvah. So, mitzvah mileka, is it not a mitzvah? V'lema mitzvah v'lifroch. Why don't we mention that Kriya is a mitzvah, and therefore you can't learn Ma'aser Sheni from Bikurim, because Bikurim has both hanacha, li'ikuva, and Kriya, l'mitzvah. Ella Amravashi, Kivin de Ika Bikure Hager, the Bay Lemer Hashem Nishva Hashem Lavaseinu, Velomat Yamar Lo Psikalei. Not all Bikurim has a mitzvah of Kriya. Because when a ger brings Kriya, brings Bikurim, he can't do the Kriya. Because part of the Kriya is Asher Nishba Hashem Lavaseinu. And therefore, the ger can't say that pasuk, because Hashem didn't swear anything to his forefathers. So ger is disqualified from saying that pasuk, that part of the Kriya, and that's why we don't mention Kriya, because Kriya is not something that applies across the board always by Bikurim. So, frekling marvel hadi dina v'teisi b'me'atzad. Why don't we learn out from Etzad Hashaveh that Ma'aser Sheni from Bikurim and Bechar? We said you can't derive that Ma'aser Sheni is noig bizman hazeh that Ma'aser Sheni is not noig bizman hazeh from Bikurim because Bikurim has Hanacha. You can't derive it from Bechar because Bechar has dam and emur and al gabim zbeach. But don't we normally, whenever we have two different sources to possibly learn it from, and neither one compares exactly, so we have a limud called the Tzad HaShaveh, that each one has something that the other one doesn't, that granted Bikurim has a mitzvah of Hanacha, Bechar doesn't, and granted Bechar is Matan Dam Ve'emur Nagam Yizrech, but Bikurim doesn't, so we should learn Tzad HaShaveh Shebehen, is that they both are brought to Yerushalayim, and are not knowing Bizman HaZeh, so to Ma'aser Sheni brought to Yerushalayim, not knowing Bizman HaZeh. Why do you need a special limud from a pasuk, from a hakish? We have a beferish that said, why don't we just use the Tzad HaShaveh? Since the Gemara, Mishum Dikal Mifrach, Marat Tzad HaShaveh, Ben Sheikh, Ken Yish, Ben Tzad Mizbeach. No, because both Bikurim and Bechar have something to do with the Mizbeach. Ma'aser Sheni's got nothing to do with the Mizbeach. So there is something that Bikurim and Bechar have in common that Ma'aser Sheni does not have. And that's why we can't derive the halacha that Ma'aser Sheni Bizman Hazeh from a Tzad HaShaveh of Bikurim and Bechar. So before we get to the next line, this idea that a ger can't say the parsha of Bikurim because he can't say the words Lavo Seinu. So that's not only an issue about Bikurim. What about saying Shemona Esrei? Elkeinu ve'elokei Avo Seinu. So is a ger disqualified from saying the first bracha of Shemona Esrei because of Aseinu? That's the implication of the Gemara, right? The Gemara seems to say that whenever you have to say Avoseinu, a ger is not allowed to say it. So the Ritva writes that it sounds from here that lahalacha, a ger is mevi ve'eno kore, that a ger brings the Bikurim and doesn't read the Parsha, because he can't say lavosecha. However, the Ritva points out, the Yerushalmi on the Mishnah Bikurim says that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Gemara, and holds that a ger is mevi vikore, that a ger can bring Bikurim and can read the parsha of Bikurim. Aye, how can he say Lavoseinu? Well, Avram Avinu is referred to as the Av Hamon Gayim, which means he's everyone's father. La Av Hamon Gayim, ki Av Hamon Gayim Nisaticha, the pasuk says. So, and Rabbi Shurban Levi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Avo paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is such a din, that a ger is allowed to refer to Avram Avinu as Avoseinu, because he's Av Hamon Gayim. Question is, what about Yitzchak and Yaakov? So you have to assume that in some way the avos are all connected, and you could refer to all of them as avosenu. And the Rambam also writes the halacha: a ger brings bikurim and is kari the parshas of bikurim, like the Yerushalmi paskins according to Rabbi Huda, and that's a many Rishonim paskin. The Ritva says you could even say that our Gemara is not necessarily a raya otherwise, because it could be that the whole discussion in the Gemara over here about a ger not being kore is only a libud Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel. It is only within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel that the Gemara knew that they hold like the Tana of the Mishnah Bikurim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that really be'emes you'd be mevi vikore, that our Gemara is only working within certain sheetos in Tanaim. It's not that our Gemara is arguing on the Yerushalmi necessarily. However, Tosos in Maseches Bab Basra says that it could be that our Gemara holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the ger can say lavosenu, but our Gemara holds, the problem is not to say lavosenu. We can refer to the avos as avosenu. Problem is, he says, asher nishba lavosenu, laseis lanu, to give to us. And that's the part that he's not allowed to say. So Shmona Esrei won't be a problem for him. To refer to the Avos as Avosenu, Avamon Gaim, no problem. It's to say that it's to refer to that he promised Avosenu, Laseis Lanu. That's where the Ger runs into trouble. According to Tosfos, in Mesechus Bambasra, Daf Pei Aleph Amir Aleph, Dibra Maskel de Mu'ute. Nafkamina, obviously, major Nafkamina, Legabe Tfila. Can the Ger say Alke Avosenu, Legabe Birchus Amazon? Can he say Al Shein Chalta Lavosenu? Is a ger allowed to say any of these things? According to the Chacham in the Mishnah Bikurim, he can't say Lavosenu. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Bikurim, he can say Lavosenu. Rov Rishonim hold the halacha, a ger is allowed to say Lavosenu, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but there are Rishonim on the other side as well. La halacha, obviously, we paskin that a ger can say Lavosenu. We paskin a ger can serve as a Shliach Tzibur, and he can say all the brachos as we say them, and that's not a problem at all. The Rambam writes that a ger is kore. Obviously, he holds that a ger is allowed to say lavosenu and laseis lanu. He holds that a ger can read the parsha of Bikurim in its entirety. The Mishnah Melech asks that the Rambam associates himself, because when it comes to Maaser Sheni and the vidui Maaser that you have to say, the Rambam says the ger can't say the vidui Maaser because he doesn't have a chelek ba'aretz. So he can't refer to the Eretz Yisrael as being given to him because he doesn't have a chelek ba'aretz. So the Kapos Tamarim in Sukkah and Daflam Adalid explains that you could be mechal between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, because even though a ger doesn't have a chelek ba'aretz, he's not saying shenasan lanu, he's saying laseis lanu. Big difference between shenasan lanu and laseis lanu. Shenasan lanu means past tense. I don't already have a chelek ba'aretz because I didn't receive a chelek ba'aretz as a ger. But laseis lanu in the future, the ger's destiny, the ger's ultimate destiny, is the same as the destiny of every other Jew. And he, along with every other Jew, is going to receive Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there's nothing holding him back from saying laseis lanu, because the asad lavo, he's going to get a chelek just like everybody else. The Aruch Lener doesn't like that teretz, because he says asher nasat ali, which is lashon avar also. It's not only future tense in Bikurim. He also says asher nasat ali. So he says it could be that the reason that the ger doesn't say vidur meiser is because it says kasher nishbata lavosenu eretz zavas chal v'dvash. Now, who's that a reference to? Kasher nishbata lavosenu in the vidur meiser, you promised our forefathers eretz zavas chal v'dvash. Where's the promise of eretz zavas chal v'dvash? It's not to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's to the entire Dara Midbar. So it's true, a ger can refer to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as Avosenu because of Avamon Gaim, but he can't refer to the Dara Midbar on a whole as Avosenu. So says the Aruch Lener, that's the problem with Dafka when it comes to Bikurim, that when it comes to Meiser, rather, the Vidoy Meiser. He can't say that Avosenu were promised in Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. Because that was only said to the Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, and they're not the avos of the gerim, so that's why the ger can't say the vidoy. But by Bikurim, it doesn't say kasher nishbata lavosenu, and it doesn't mention zavas chal v'dvash. It's only a reference to the avosenu of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and that the ger is certainly allowed to say. Right? This is one of the unique halachos when it comes to a ger. Obviously, not indicative in any way of this is whatever whether the ger can say lavosenu or not. We're certainly not allowed to point out to the ger here, hey, you can't say lavo senu, you're new. You know, there's so many yisurim in the Torah about mocking a ger, reminding a ger of where he came from. The Rambam is a very famous letter to Rabbeinu Avadya Ager, where it's a famous letter because the Rambam Shita of Islam, not being avodah zarah, is mentioned in that letter, is elaborated on in that letter, because the Rabbeinu Avadya Ager wrote to the Rambam that all the born Jews, people who are FFB, are making fun of him that he used to be a Muslim and that he used to worship, Avodah Zarah because he was a Muslim. And, what should he do about this? So the Rambam, in the second half of the letter, says, well, what are you talking about, Avodah Zarah? Islam's not Avodah Zarah. He says, Christianity's Avodah Zarah. Islam's not Avodah Zarah. What are they making fun of you about? He says, but you know what really is Avodah Zarah? The Gemara says, Kol HaKoyes is Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. Anyone who gets angry and makes fun of other people out of anger, that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. So they're making fun of you that you used to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. They're actually right now being Ovid Avodah Zarah when they go and they act toward you out of anger. But in that letter, the Rambam also discusses the unique status of a ger and saying and says that a ger has a high level of kedusha, etc. He goes to great lengths to explain that a ger is not someone that you could ever remind of his past or make fun of in any way. Adraba, we should be inspired by gerim. Okay, so umaykasavra says the Gemara Vayetu now. Umaykasavra, what are we holding the whole time about the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? If we hold kedusha rishona of Eretz Yisrael, kitchel l'shaita and kitchel l'aslava, that the kedusha remains, then even by a bechor also we should say that you should still bring a bechor bizman hazeh, because if you hold kitchel l'aslava, so why not be makrav a carbon even though there's no beis hamikdash and bring a bechor? So if that's the premise of the discussion, how do we know? We take it for granted, and we wanted to know, how do we know that you don't bring ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim bizman hazeh? So we started to say, oh well, you don't do bechor bizman hazeh. So, Frak the Gemara, how do you know you don't do Bechor Bizman Hazeh? If you hold Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Las Lavo, you should do Bechor Bizman Hazeh. And you accept Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Las Lavo. And if you hold the Kedusha Rishona is not Kitchel Las Lavo, I feel Bechor Nami Tibai. So then we should ask the Shaila by Bechor also. Even by Bechor also, if you hold Kedusha Sabayas was Batel, and we ask by Meiser whether Meiser should be brought Bizman Hazeh, and whether you need the bias or not to eat Meiser Yerushalayim, is that called Lufnei Hashem or is it not called Lufnei Hashem? Well, we should have the same shail about Bechor. We should ask by Bechor also. What do you mean, ask by Bechor? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, how are you going to, and it's not Kitchel HaSlava, so you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon, so how are you going to do this Rikas Dam? How are you going to do anything about a Bechor? What do you mean we should have asked it about a Bechor? So Rashi explains, no, we're talking not about, and the Gemara is going to say this explicitly in a line or two, but Rashi explains, we're talking about a Bechor that Nizrak Dama Bechor of Habayis, that they already did the carbon, they did the Zrikas Hadam on the Bechor, and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And you still have the meat of the animal around. So the Shaila is, do you eat it or not? Is there a Chiv to eat it in Yerushalayim as Kedushas Bechor? So that would be the equivalent Shaila. If Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asadavo, so then the same Shaila we have about Ma'aser Sheni, is it called Achila Lefnei Hashem, even Bizman Hazeh, we should have by Bechor as well, if you have leftover meat of a Bechor whose carbon was already brought. So Ravina, the Olam Kesavu Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asadavo. So Ravina says that really we hold that Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shaita and not Kitchel Asadavo. V'hacha b'Bechor Shenizrak Dama Kodem Chor Ben Habayis V'char V'Habayis V'Dayim Nesaru Kayim. And the case is, as we just said from Rashi, that we're dealing with the case, you have a Bechor whose dam was thrown before the Chorban HaBayis, then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and you still have the meat intact, umakshinun besaru l'damo, and we link the basar of the Bechor to the dam of the Bechor. Ma damo b'mizbeach, af besaru b'mizbeach. Just like the dam is only done when there's a mizbeach, Bechor is also, the basar is also only eaten when there's a mizbeach. And once we make that connection, umakash meiser l'bechor, then we compare meiser to Bechor, that just like Bechor is only when there is a Beis HaMikdash, so to Meiser, the idea of eating Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim is only when there is a Beis HaMikdash. So, fact the Gemara, v'chi davra lamid behakesh chazer malamid behakesh, can you have such a double limud that you only know that the achila of the basar of the Bechor is not done bizman hazeh from the dam of the Bechor, which is not done bizman hazeh? then you're going to learn Maaser Sheni from the Basar of the Bechor. That's one of the rules in Kachim, is that you're not allowed to be Lomed Min Alamed. You're not allowed to learn something new from something that itself was only the derivation of a previous Limud. It's a Dafka Din Kachim that we have such a concept in Kachim. If you look at Rashi, V'chidavar Alamed Behekish Min Adam Chozum Alamed Alamaiser Behekish Hakayim Alam Bezvachim Bezum Koman Shein Lamed Dim Kachim Lamed Min Alamed. Right? That you're not allowed to learn by Kachim Bedafka, you're not allowed to learn something new from that which was only derived itself. So answers the Gemara, Meiser Dagan Chulinhu. The Meiser Dagan is considered to be Chulin. And by Chulin, you can be Lamed Min Alamed. Right? So this rule doesn't apply to Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni is not Kachim. You're right. Had we carried it forward another step within the world of Kachim, that would be a problem. But Meiser Sheni is not Kachim, Meiser Sheni is Chulin. Says the Gemara, Hani Chulamad Yamar Basar Lamed Azlinan. Almad Yamar Basar Melamed Azlinan Mayakal Meimar. That's great if you hold that this rule of being Lamed Min Alamad is defined. How do we define whether it's Kachim, whether the topic is Kachim or Chulin, based on the final derivation? But if you hold that it's that we categorize it as either Kachim or Chulin based on the Melamed, based on the that which is teaching, not based on that which is learned, well then you're stuck again, because the middle step was still Kachim. It was still about a Bechar. It was about the Basar of a Bechar. So shouldn't we define this as being Lamed Min Alamed by Kachim? And so Gemara, Damu Basar Chadamilsihi. It's not really Lamed Min Alamed over here, because there's no second step. Dam and Basar of Bukhar is not really a Limud. To compare Dam and Basar of Bukhar is not a Limud. It's just, it's all one entity. It's all one unit of Bukhar. That's not a Limud. Once we know what the din is by Bukhar, we then are Malamed it to Meister Sheni, but it's not a two-step Limud. Fine, period. Kache Kachim. The Mishnah, the Gemara is really going to be commenting on the Vechule part, right? The Mishnah that we had said that Kache Kachim, Mishnah Yudzayin, spoke about if a person eats Kache Kachim chutz l'klaim, Kachim kalim u'maiser sheni chutz l'choma. That a person eats Kachim kalim u'maiser sheni chutz l'choma, that you get malchus for it, right? So we're going to be focusing on the fact that it says you eat maiser sheni chutz l'choma, that you get malchus. So frankly, Martanina chadazimna maiser sheni v'hegdash l'niftu. It already said you get malchus earlier at the very beginning of the parak on Yud Gimel, that you get malchus for eating maiser sheni that has not been redeemed. Isn't that the same thing as maiser sheni chutz l'choma? Because if maaser sheni has not been redeemed, then you're talking about inside of Yerushalayim. Well, that's not an avera. That's in fact the mitzvah. You're supposed to take maaser sheni that was not redeemed, bring it to Yerushalayim, and eat it there. That would not be a problem. So when it says maaser sheni that was not redeemed, obviously it means maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim that was not redeemed. So why would the Mishnayos tell me the same exact halacha twice about eating maaser sheni outside Yerushalayim? So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, seifa b'maaser sheni tahar v'gavra tahar v'kachal chutz l'chama. That the Seifa is talking about, meaning the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin is talking about, where the Maaser Sheni is still Tahar, the person eating it is Tahar, and he's eating it outside of the Choma, outside of Yerushalayim. That's one problem. Reisha, but the Mishnah Yud Gimel was not, when it said Maaser Sheni that was not redeemed, didn't mean outside of Yerushalayim. It's Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim. What's the problem? The Maaser Sheni Tamei, the Gavra Tamei. It's talking about Maaser Sheni that's Tamei, and a person who's Tamei, the Ka'achale B'Yerushalayim, and he's eating it in Yerushalayim without being poded. Maaser Sheni, that's Tamei, you're supposed to be poded. So for that he's going to be Chayiv Malkus. Uminale de Mechayiv Alei Mishum Tuma. How do I know that you're Chayiv for eating Maaser Sheni Mishum Tuma? That if the person eating the Maaser Sheni is Tamei, or the Maaser Sheni itself is Tamei, how do I know that one is Chayiv Malkus for that? So the Tanya, we have a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei. Part of the Vidoy Maestros is you have to say, I did not destroy it while tamei. Now destroying ein bi'or ela achila, right? Ein bi'or gadol mizeh. That lo bi'arti means I didn't eat it, I didn't consume it when I was tamei. Bein sha'ani tamei v'hutar, bein sha'ani tar v'hutamei. He doesn't say what was tamei. I didn't do it bituma. So what does bituma mean? It means whether I was tamei and the Maaser Sheni was tahar, or whether I was tahar and the Maaser Sheni was tamei. Either way, I didn't do that avera. So the implication obviously is that it is an avera. The heichon musar, but where does the avera appear in the Torah? We have this as part of the vidui that you didn't do it, but where is there in Nasara not to do it? That you can't eat Maaser Sheni when there's tuma. Salachile in yodea. I don't know about achila, but tumas aguf behad yaksiv. It says tumas aguf beferish. Nefesh shartiga ba utmei ad erev v'lo yochel min hakachim. So it says that you're not allowed to eat from kachim when you're tamei. El tumas atzmo minayin. But what about the tuma of the ma'aser sheni itself? How do I know that? Tichsiv lo sucha lechol b'sharecha ulalanu amer b'sharecha tochlenu hatamei v'atahar. So we link the two together. V'tani d'ber b'shmel afilu tamei v'tahar ochlin b'kara achas vein choshin. That even a tamei and a tahar person could eat from the same plate, and we're not choshesh, and it's not going to be a problem that it's eaten b'tumas aguf, because since the tamei is ochel behen, that means that it's done b'tumas aguf. The tahar can also, when the tahar eats with him after the tamei is already eaten from it, so the stuff he's eating is tamei anyway, right? So there's no problem with the tahar guy eating together with the tamei guy because we're dealing with stuff that's already tamei anyway. The kamarachmana hech tamei d'sharilach gabe tahar hasam. So the pasuk is telling us that over there the tamei could eat with the tahar, but not over here. But when the tahar is alone, he can't eat ma'aser sheni itself. That's tamei. So that's how we know that when it be'etzem is tamei, a tahar person is not allowed to eat it. So there are two separate pesukim: one to tell me that a person who's tamei can't eat tahar ma'aser sheni; the other to teach me that a person who's tahar can't eat. I just say that person who's tar can eat tummy ma'aser sheni. Uminali debar pidiyahu. How do I know that you're able to redeem it? That ma'aser sheni that became tummy, that you can even be poded. How do I know that you can do a pidyon on ma'aser sheni that's become tummy? Damar Rav Elazar minayin le'ma'aser sheni shenitma. Rav Elazar says, how do I know that ma'aser sheni that became tummy shepoded osafilu b'Yerushalayim, that you're allowed to be poded even in Yerushalayim? Normally the halacha is once ma'aser sheni goes into Yerushalayim, it's too late for pidyon. But how do I know that once ma'aser sheni, that if ma'aser sheni became tamei, then even if it's in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to do pidyon. Tamalomer kilos suchal se'eso ve'ein se'es ela achila. Shnem Rav Yisam asos meis panav. That when are you allowed to do pidyon? When you're not able se'eso, which means when you're not able to eat it. When it's tamei and it's in Yerushalayim, you're not able to eat it. So that's how I know that you can do pidyon in it on ma'aser sheni that's tamei in Yerushalayim. Amra bibi amra basi minayin ma'aser sheni tar shepodin osa afil v'psia achas chutz l'choma. How do I know that ma'aser sheni that's tahar, that you can be poda it even one step outside of the walls of Yerushalayim? The halacha is ma'aser sheni that's tahar, you're allowed to be poda up until the point that it goes into Yerushalayim. So even one step outside of Yerushalayim, you could still exchange it for money, you could still be poda it. It's only once it goes into Yerushalayim that you can't. How do I know that? Shnemar kilosu chal say so. So frankly, mar hami bayle echad Rabbi Elazar. But we just used that pasuk to teach us the din of Rabbi Eliezer, that when it's in Yerushalayim and tamei already, that you're allowed to be poda it. Same case, lemikra lo suchal lo ochlo. My say so. Why does he use the word say so rather than lo ochlo? So that must be teach me both. Veima kula lach yudasa. But still, maybe the say so is all coming to teach me the second din and not the din of Rabbi Eliezer. Im kein lemikra lo suchal litlo. My say so. Shema min atarti. Right? It should say lo suchal litlo. So why does it use the word say so? It's coming to teach me a double limud. The word, the choice of words of say so is coming to teach me both my sasheni that's tahar, that's still one step outside of Yerushalayim, and my sasheni that's tamei that's already in Yerushalayim. Yosef Chanin Raposhi of a kamibayle episcod Yerushalayim mahu. They asked, what about inside the gates of Yerushalayim? What's the din? Two girsos, whether they happen to be sitting on in the gates of Yerushalayim when they asked this question, or they asked a question about the gates of Yerushalayim. Shita hu b'chutz maso b'fnim katlu mechitzos. Now, if the person bringing the ma'aser sheni is outside of Yerushalayim, and his package that he's bringing is inside, so then it's for sure already too late, because once it's in the mechitzos of Yerushalayim, it for sure can no longer be nifte, you're not allowed to be poded anymore, it's too late. Hu b'fnim maso b'chutz mahu. But what if the person is inside, he's wearing a backpack, and his backpack is still outside of the walls of Yerushalayim? Then what's the din? So Tanalu Ahu Saba b'debei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, a certain elderly gentleman in the yeshiva Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai taught, ki yirchak mimcha hamakom mi milu echa. And we darshan, mi milu echa means, the way Rashi explains it, from kol miloi shalach, even your bundle is included. That you shouldn't say mimcha mimitzascha, that as long as some of you is rachok, it's still outside of Yerushalayim, you could be nifteh. No, rather we say, as soon as any part of of you is inside, then automatically the Meister Sheni can no longer be poda the Meister Sheni. The mitzvah of Yachalta Sham of Dafki eating in Yerushalayim already applies. So last line, Bayrav Papa, Nakatay Bekanya Mai. What if you carry it on a stick? If you're inside of Yerushalayim and you're carrying your bundle on a stick, on a long stick, and the bundle's outside of Yerushalayim, do we say that since it's not literally resting on your shoulder, you can't call that Mimi Lu Echa, you can't call that part of you, and therefore maybe it's considered that it's not in Yerushalayim yet? Gemara says, Teiku, we have no way of answering such a kasha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will start the halacha l'maaseh sugyos of shaving and cutting off chayos, things like that.